Steve, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I think I'm doing a lot better than FC Edmonton is today.
Well, for our audience, I guess let's go back to the penalty in the 90th minute.
It wasn't in the 90th minute. It was in the 96th minute.
Okay,
So it was
sorry.
6 minutes of time added on. Edmonton last week won their home game against Montreal Impact. Of course, Montreal being an MLS, it was a mighty big achievement for FC Edmonton, but they needed to close it out yesterday in Montreal, in a city that was obviously had some other priorities last night. So it was a fairly sparse crowd in Montreal last night because so many people were focused on something happening in Boston last night. Montreal got off to a quick 3-0 lead. Looked like they were going to stomp on Edmonton, but then Edmonton sort of had the audacity and nerve in the second half to come back and actually get the road goals they needed. They got 4-4 on aggregate over the two games, but because Edmonton had scored two road goals and Montreal had only scored one in Edmonton last week, Edmonton goes through. So Edmonton was basically hanging on to this lead.
Yep.
The referees put up the sign, the fourth official, for 6 added minutes, which is pretty rare unless someone breaks a leg or has a concussion on the field, where you're out for a significant amount of time. Usually 4 is about the max. So 6 minutes were added on. And in that 96th minute, a free kick was played into Edmonton's penalty area. Milan Roberts, it hit him on the shoulder, but his arms were behind his back. He was actually very conscious of, like, please don't get me on a handball call. I don't want to blow anything on something stupid. And he got a handball call called against him, which is something that, it's pretty rare when a defender has his arms behind his back that he's going to get a call for handball. You have to understand the rules of soccer say that the hand's got to play the ball. If it's inadvertent, you're not supposed to call it. Or if a player has his arms to his side and it hits him basically where his chest or his side of his body would be, you don't call it because basically he's not trying to play the ball with his arms. It just happens to hit him there, especially if it's from close range, which this shot was deflected. Edmonton was beside themselves last night at that call, obviously with the 6 minutes added on and the penalty given in that 6 minute of added time. There was the feeling that there was the conspiracy theory. I don't think that was the case. I just think Drew Fisher, the referee, made a mistake. I think that he probably feels worse than anyone today. It hurts his career probably more than anyone's because these referees, if they want to do big events like World Cups or big international games, they're judged on things like this, and that video replay is going to hurt them. So, but still, I don't think it makes anyone in FC Edmonton feel any better because the game finished with the sight of Joey Saputo, the Montreal Impact owner, getting into a screaming match with Colin Miller, Edmonton's coach, on the field. So it was a bit ugly, and it was controversial and obviously left a sour taste with everyone in FC Edmonton's organization.
Yeah, what's the owner doing on the pitch?
Well, he's also the owner and the president, and Joey Saputo is the most hands-on owner in any of the big five leagues in North America. Mark Cuban has nothing on him. Joey Saputo, the Montreal Impact, everyone knows, is just run by their owner, and he's very, very animated and very, very hands-on. He was on Twitter when they lost 3-0 to Kansas City on the weekend, saying changes would be made during the game while they were losing 3-0. So he's very unafraid to be the focal point of the team. And yes, he came down to the field level, and as he shook Colin Miller's hand, they exchanged words and almost looked like they might come to blows right there, but they didn't. Cooler heads prevailed. Colin joked after the game that he wished him a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But I'm sure that really for him, he hadn't, when I talked to him last night, he hadn't seen enough replays of the handball. But really, he was quite egregious with the 6 minutes because the 6 minutes was the thing that really got them riled up. Like, where did they find 6 minutes to add on to this game? When really they would have seen 3 or 4. Yes, there were definitely some FC Edmonton players who took a little bit longer on their goal kicks and throw-ins, but that basically happens all the time when teams are winning. And that they were just wondering where the officials found 6 minutes.
Steve Sandor joins us. So, Steve, just wait. So you're telling me that Colin Miller, when asked about what his conversation on the pitch was with the owner, didn't go and tell the whole world what the conversation was? Kind of like Dale Weiss?
No, he knew the fines would be coming. So I think he was very, very careful. I think there was you could see read lips, and there was some things about not being a penalty, and then probably some words that we can't repeat on radio. But definitely they weren't Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm going to call it a bluff on that one. But definitely a lot of frustration. Edmonton's got to pick themselves up. They got to play San Antonio on Saturday in the league, and this team's exhausted. This will be their ninth game in 4 weeks with all the cup games that they've had, and this team is running on fumes. And I know that Colin was planning to give this team quite a few days off after the game Saturday because they finally have a break, and the guys sort of deserve it. I mean, really, against MLS opposition, you would have thought at 3-0 down, they would have, and 4-2 down in aggregate, they would have just laid down and died. But then they scored two goals in 4 or 5 minutes. And really, now it's 5 games in a row that they've scored. They haven't been shut out in the better part of a month and a bit. And the results are starting to come. And the big question about this team, can they score goals? Well, they're finally on the streak where they're scoring goals. And now the thing is can they turn them into more results and climb up the league ladder and use some of this good play that they had against MLS opposition and translate the good results against NAS opposition the rest of the season.
Steve Sandor joined us. And that was my question, Steve, about the offense, because a month ago it was pretty much invisible, and now we see it. You know, and a lot of people would assume that MLS is higher competition, so if they're able to score against them, then maybe they'd be able to score better in their league. Or did the style of how Montreal played, like, was it more of an offensive game? Were there more chances? Do they play a little bit tighter in the NASL?
No, I just think that this is a group of players now. They're starting to understand each other at Edmonton. He brought in so many new players, Colin. And the biggest part of this is Hanson Bolokai, the 17-year-old. And really, and I'm going to stick my neck out by saying this, there is no teenage prospect in any sport in Edmonton right now that's as exciting a prospect as Hanson Bolokai is at this level. 17 years old, to be playing against the Montreal Impact like he did, dominating long portions of the game in the center of the park. This kid is maybe the most exciting athlete I think Edmonton has produced in years. And if you need to be getting down to the stadium to watch him play before he goes off to Europe, because it's not only a matter of time. There's already European clubs that are interested in him. He's going to be making the move eventually. But this is a kid who is the future of Canadian soccer. If Canadian soccer is to turn it around, I mean, I'm putting a lot on this kid, but he's already getting in the soccer community tons of press. At 17 years old, this might be the kid. This might be the kid where we say this might be our chance to turn things around. And this is a guy who's gone to St. Joe's High School. Not enough people in Edmonton talk about him. He should be a household name in Edmonton. Everyone should know who this kid is. He plays the world's most popular game, and he's the best player this city's probably ever produced. And he might be one of the best players this country's ever going to produce. And he's in his prime right now in the sense of being able to see him here in Edmonton, because it won't be much longer before he goes off to Europe.
Steve, great to catch up. When's FC Edmonton in action again? What time start?
They play Saturday night in San Antonio. I believe it's a 5 o'clock Mountain Time start, and they're back home on the 24th Saturday night, and they'll be playing Atlanta. So they're also still on the road for a little while yet. And San Antonio, of course, is former FC Edmonton captain Sean Sako now in their lineup, so that makes it a little bit interesting.
Steve, appreciate the rundown. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.